Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today giving grace to you for all that you've given to us. We are especially grateful for our wonderful school, and we see all these wonderful students in here tonight that are going to get recognized, and we are so blessed to be a part of their lives. We're grateful to their parents for sharing them with us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
I think
he's been asking about this, but he's more, I think he's more excited about the Whataburger for lunch. It's been bugging me. I told him if he asked me one more time, I was going to give it to somebody else. But we'll get that to him in the next few days.
Yeah.
All right, so stand up here for a second. Now, our high school student of the month.
Always had a bright smile on her face. She's my only safety control member this
Actually, Mr. Frank.
y'all.
Thank y'all.
Thank you guys.
Thank y'all.
Tuff, you ready for your speech? You got your speech ready? Maybe next time. Okay. Okay, guys, so the two things that needed to be on the agenda that I talked to you guys that I said I would report to you too is the racial profiling report, which has to be reported in a public meeting every year. We're exempt from that because we don't write tickets, right? You still have to, even though we don't write tickets, you still have to say we didn't have any racial profiling. So, and then the use of force, the annual use of force, anytime use of force is used in a public school, you have to document that and you have to report it. So we're reporting for 24-25 every year, and we had zero instances of use of force, so that's what got turned into the state. Enrollment's 491, it's actually 489 now, lost a couple kids last week. Attendance is 95.4%, got hit pretty hard in December on the attendance. It's not anybody's fault. It's the sickness is going around. And so, but if you look, that's almost a full percentage point above where we were a year ago. Both Ms. McDermott and Mr. Freeman have probably given more effort to attendance than what they wish they had to, but it is what it is. It's just the day and age to where coming to school is not held as important as what it once was, but that's where we stand, right? So, other than that, guys, I'll be gone to TASA Midwinter the last week of this month, the 25th through the 28th. I'm actually going to come back a day early. I've decided now I'm going to come back on the 27th since we're kind of an admin down. So I want to make sure Douglas is a little bit of a can be a challenging environment. So I want to make sure I'm going to leave San Antonio. It's got to go all the way to San Antonio now. It's not in Austin. So I got to go all the way to San Antonio, so I'll leave whatever time I need to leave on that Tuesday to get back to Douglas. We play in Douglas that day. So, which, again, I mean, we hitched off against Douglas at home, and we didn't have any incidents, but it was loud in the gym, let's just say that. So, and I expect if we play well and are in the game or potentially win the game, then it just increases the opportunity for excitement. Let's just leave it at that, right? So now I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Lee so that he can kind of go over the business side with you guys. He always sticks that report in there for you guys, and he just wants to go over it real quick.
Yeah.
back from 12th grade. I know I say this a lot, but I don't think there's a school in America that probably had more discipline referrals than Huddleston this year. So, that's the whole high school. At least that four, period. So, I'm very, just kind of, the kids were expected. I know it's spring and there's going to be senioritis because I have one and they're probably going to be a kid. It'll be mine. Junior high is coming. They won't comment on the number of referrals.
But nothing major.
Nothing major. No, nothing major.
It's junior high.
Just a lot of junior high. Y'all all have junior high kids. Nothing major. Attendance, I was. We're gonna keep battling.
have one district officer candidate that interviewed, and he will be Case Piper, and we'll find out this week if he gets selected for the district officer position. As far as the CTE is concerned, we're looking at adding a nursing program next year for the 26-27 school year. This phlebotomy and stuff like that, I think it's not a, is it LBN maybe that you get? I can't remember, one of those.
But the lady's coming here.
Yes, the lady's going to be coming here from Angelina.
We had some kids start some courses this semester.
I thought we started at the beginning next year, but okay, so we started some this year, and that.
What's
you know,
a new
that
year?
Them, huh?
It's a new year.
Yeah. Helps them get a certification for, to go into the medical field and jobs like that. So I think there's like sonograms part of it, stuff like that. Got a call the other day from a lady that did the interview for the scholarships in Russ County, and she just wanted to call and brag on our students. She said, I don't know what y'all are doing down there, but every one of them that interviewed was spectacular, far above any other school in the county. And then, they even went as far as to say, between us, Henderson's big shame the way their kids performed compared to ours. So that made me feel good. So we already have several kids getting scholarships this year. And she said, I know y'all get bad reps sometimes because of things that happened here in the past. But some of our teachers said that that's probably everything was good. So that was a good compliment. End of the month, we got some certification signs coming. We got, I'm not sure, I think it was 22 different certifications last year, and they presented you with a big sign or whatever for the CTE program. We're supposed to do that at the end of the month. And then we're blowing and going, showing. We got Fort Worth coming up next week, San Antonio after that, and then we're right into Russ County. So it's busy this time of year. And that's elementary kids all the way through high school.
Real quick,
yes,
when do we start telling them? When do the kids find out? This is my ignorance about the class selective certifications. When do we start promoting it to the kids? Like 9th grade, 8th grade?
They did that the year before. No, she actually started.
I got an
email from her today that she was going around
junior high
okay. And starting to get their focus on where they want to do. Start at the junior high level. But every year at the end of the year, she'll sit down with them, I'll sit down with them, and we'll try to figure out a pathway that they want to pursue.
Gotcha.
Which most of them don't
know
what they want to do, if they got to pick some pathway now to go through. We started 6th grade.
Awesome. And it's been a way, getting the elementary counselor has been a big piece of that.
Yeah.
Not having one counselor for the entire district has really not only benefited Miss McDermott, you heard her bragging on Miss Simpson earlier, but it's also benefited Miss Niece and some of the secondary kids too. So
getting that free nurse and stuff, that's all.
She did all
the credit to Tate.
She went out and found that through Angelina.
Or she comes to me and asks what I thought, and so I think it's great.
She lobbied.
Or we can offer better.
She rustled up the kids' interest in it. So I know Jeff, so if you guys read his deal, he has the junior high community performance tonight, so that's why he's not there, right? So some of that stuff, guys, is just the calendar fills up so quick. With basketball being Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday night, you don't have another choice but Monday nights. You don't want to interfere with people's church nights. And so, but you guys can read his report. I know one thing he wanted to share with you guys that I was going to let him share, and then he wasn't here, and I forgot to share it in my part. But so, talking about the football run and everything, both Mr. Belgard and I both got a email from the West Hardin band director, and he, if you guys like, I'll forward it to you. But he's just gushing, kind of like Clint saying about the lady from Russ County, over our kids, and he can't believe how many kids everybody knows what size school we are. You're looking and he goes, I can't believe how many kids y'all have participating. Can't believe how many kids, like y'all's band has cheerleaders and football players and all sorts of things in it. And he doesn't say this, but you just kind of get the sense that he's not getting that same sense of community and support, you know. And so, and he sent a separate email to Mr. Belgart and a separate email to me. And the funny thing is, like, Jeff and I met about it afterwards, and we both said the same thing. It's just a compliment to our big people that encourage that. Nobody is self-centered here and pushing just their project or their program. They're in it for the kids, even though it does create more challenges for the big people. And you guys know that's a big part of who we are, right? Like, having to share these kids and just, yeah, it makes it harder on our big people. That's the expectation, because that's what's best for the kids. So, anyways.
Any questions, comments? Okay. So we move on to action items. We have a deliberation and consider approval of minutes from the board meeting on December 1st, 2026. Deliberation and consider approval of payment of current bills.
As amended, anybody want to change their vote? So.
Okay, Paul Reeves was not present. Okay, we'll move on to a presentation of the TAPR for MEISD.
So again, guys, I sent that guys to you as an attachment. Star data was presented to you guys when it came out by the principals. It's just, again, one of those things that needs to be presented in a public meeting, just like the next item we're going to talk about. So if you guys have any questions about that, ask me or ask either principal about any of that. But like I said, that stuff was presented to you guys long before the TAPR was made available. Like, I can't imagine hiding that stuff from you guys until the TAPR came out, right? As soon as we get it, you guys are going to get that info in the next meeting. No actions needed, it's just has to be presented.
Okay, then we'll move on to our presentation of first report.
Same thing, guys. You know, first report is the financial integrity rating system of Texas. And so that's basically assessing how your school handles its finances. And we got a 96 out of 100, Andy, which is amazing. Right, you guys, I don't know if you guys are paying attention to the news, but there's a district not too far away from here that failed it, right? And it's not, that's not a great thing, right? And so yeah, we know we have the debt, right? We know all that, but that's not, those are things that are fine. It just, you, as long as you're doing things as you should be doing, we are not out of line with anything we're doing right now. Matter of fact, 96 out of 100 on that first rating is what I would consider excellent. So, I guess the only thing that dings us at all on that, Andy, is the debt ratio. That's it. Right. So that's the only thing, right, which we're aware of. You know, you don't build a new facility without incurring some of that. So,
what is the
I mean, it's just like a letter grade. You could get you could get, so again, I'm not, so there's a district in East Texas that received a, like a 66, you know, and they failed their first rating. And it was basically some errors in the financial department, the business office, that kind of, when you, I mean, everything we do has to get reported, right? Submitted to the state, whether it be PEAMS or whether it be, and so the state is going to then double check all of that. If you've submitted incorrect data, they're going to, you know, kind of give you a bad grade. And that's...
Well, that's what I just kind of figured out.
Yeah, so it, I don't know how you... Truthfully, 66 is the lowest I've ever heard anybody score on it.
It's best in Mississippi, I don't know. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. No, it would be. You'd get a C.
Yeah,
C, right.
Just,
yeah. Yeah, 70
sure
is a C.
Sure it wasn't a different type of grade.
Yeah.
I just see no way.
Yeah. Yep.
Maybe a lot of 69.5.
Used to see it.
So again, guys, we already talked about that. Those two that I've talked about in my report, the racial profiling we're exempt from, and the use of force, we didn't have any for 24-25, which was last school year. So.
Okay. Deliberation and consider approval of new transfer students.
First day was today. One kid. 6 and 4. Guys, on so we will need a motion and an action on that again to for you guys so you're comforted, right? We're still currently under DOI with transfers, so if they come in and they don't meet the standard, we do not have to hold on to them. We still have it in our DOI plan that we can send them back to their home district the next day. So that changes the transfer thing quite a bit, in my opinion. Just putting the trust in those two campus principals that they're going to do their due diligence, and when a kid acts like a turkey, if he's a transfer, that he's going to fly back to where he came from.
But you're telling us currently that ain't fixing the change, nothing like that, right? That's why.
The next legislative session, I would be very surprised if District of Innovation isn't one of the talking points of the legislative session. And the ironic part there is I don't believe that it's because of transfers. I believe it's the commissioner. So I should be careful how I word this, right? I do not personally believe that the commissioner of education is a big fan of 4 day a week school, and those are accomplished through DOI plans. So I believe that DOI plan, like District of Innovation, will be heavily scrutinized in the next legislative session, is if you're asking me right now. Now we're, you know, 15 months away from that. So, well, I don't guess we really are. It'll be next January, isn't it? Andy doesn't want to talk about that. So they'll go back into legislative session in, I think it's February of 2027. We'll see. it'll start ramping up this summer and fall to see kind of what you'll start hearing what the hot topics are. But I expect that will be something.
If they did do something like that, they went against the airport, you just have to like screen them better before you accept it.
Absolutely. Then these discussions become a lot more. Again, I'm not saying what we're doing is not important now. That's correct. Probably go back to what's in Texas Education Code, which is if you accept a transfer, you have to keep them the whole school year, right? Our DOI plan, we circumvent that, right? So I would expect that would be the deal. So yeah, it would be much more important when someone sought to transfer that you really, really did your due diligence on making sure that you vet those people before you let them in. Again, a kid that come today, if he acts like a turkey tomorrow, he can be back home Wednesday. If the law changed to where we had to go back to keeping them all, you'd have to keep that kid through May. So.
Any other questions, concerns? Okay, then we need a motion to approve the transfers that were mentioned. Motion by John.
Second.
Second by Travis. All in favor? Okay, we have a vote for Travis Owens, John Walthall, Gina Reisinger, Don Rogers, Holly Henderson, and Blake Webb. Paul Reeves is
further business.